This Christmas, more than 16,700 people, including almost 5,300 children, will spend the festive season in emergency accommodation, the highest number ever in the history of the state. That's according to the latest Department of Housing figures. Homelessness charity DePaul provides safe accommodation, mental health and addiction supports to many families who will find themselves in that position. Last year, it supported almost 10,000 people across the island of Ireland. Our reporter, Joe Caulfield, visited their Rendu Centre in Dublin. 12 self-contained apartments for women and women with children who are experiencing homelessness to find out what Christmas is like for them.
It's hard enough for us to wrap our heads around being homeless as an adult, so can imagine what it's like for a child.
Across Ireland, thousands of families are preparing for Christmas in homelessness. Aisling is a mother of three young children who lost her accommodation 8 months ago and is now living at DePaul's Rendu Centre in Dublin.
I was in a half-rented property and the landlord lost the property. It was in a receivership. It was deemed unfit to live in by Dublin City Council Environmental Health. So that's how we ended up in homeless. We did try and get another half property, but it was like literally impossible. Like, right. there's nothing available. So we ended up in, I was out in another hotel, another hub as they call it. Mm. But it was like one room, the kids could have no toys because as they were a fire hazard, no sense of your own space or anything like that. But since I've come here, I've just been saying to the girls, the kids now call this home. Whereas before it's been the hotel, we go back to the hotel. Oh, I don't want to go back to the hotel. They've kind of been through a lot. You can definitely notice a change in your children when you move into homeless accommodation, and it's very hard to watch because you don't know what to do or what's going on in their little heads. Like,
one of the first points of contact in the centre for mothers is Anita O'Neill, a child support worker at DePaul, who says all of the normal challenges of rearing children are magnified for families experiencing homelessness.
We see a lot of mums, you know, who have maybe history of addiction, history of mental health, what we call their own adverse childhood experiences. It's really important that they feel that not only the emotional support, but the practical support. Even, you know, for some families, filling in a medical card. Where's the public health nurse? How do I do the referral from the last public health nurse? It might be very stressful just to make a phone call because they're trying to manage so much. So to have that support is really vital to them and vital to the children.
There are currently almost 5,300 children homeless in Ireland, but Deputy Manager at DePaul, Sharon Lysett, explains how at the Rendu Centre they try to make Christmas an extra special time of year.
We had Santa here the other day, with the kids all had matching PJs. We try to make it a little bit more easier on them coming up to the Christmas period because it is tough, and we do have families here that just lost a home due to not being able to pay their mortgage. We have families here of victims of domestic violence and they've came here. We have young kids who've been in care who have kids and are now in here. I think in the run up to Christmas, it's making it special for the families here and getting ready for the new year. Because I think it's important that we are short-term accommodation and here my end goal is to try get these families into their own accommodations and preferably before next Christmas, because no family should have to be in a homeless service at Christmas.
And for Aisling and her three children, getting into the Rendu Centre means at least having their own space to celebrate Christmas as a family.
Complete life changing. Like, I'll stay here forever if I have to. No, it's great. It is. We're in a 2-bedroom apartment. I have a kitchen now. I can cook for my kids. My kids are actually eating proper meals.
For kids of your children's age, Christmas is a massive thing. Santa is a massive thing. So can you tell me just about how important it is to be here and have your own space coming into the Christmas period?
It's like huge. It's the biggest thing ever. That's all Christmas is about for kids is Santa. So you think about it. You get out of bed and you walk into your sitting room or wherever your living room. In homelessness, you can't do that. You're in one room. And another thing as well is not being able to have family around you at Christmas time. So do you know the way family like to get up with the kids and see the kids opening their presents? Like, missing things like that. That's huge.
Having been in the other hub, being homeless for 8 months, are you looking forward to Christmas with the kids here?
Yeah, I actually can't wait. I have a big smile on my face. I can't wait. It's huge being here. The support, for one, and then, I don't know, just everything. Just so grateful, like.
Well, that was our reporter, Joe Caulfield, and he had been visiting the Rendu Centre in Dublin.